Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
3 years ago, when I was assigned to teach an applied math class that included personal finance topics, I thought I had a decent amount of financial knowledge, especially since my mom has worked at a bank for the past 40 years. Well, as it turns out, you don't know just how much you don't know until you have to teach it. At the age of 28, I was learning about topics like marginal tax rates, amortization, index funds, and Roth IRAs the night before I taught these topics to my students. And while my mom had taught me a lot, I still felt frustrated that I never learned these skills explicitly in school. Knowing that my 17 and 18-year-old students are not too old to develop healthy financial habits like early saving and investing feeds my passion for teaching financial literacy. However, access to personal finance education is not equal. In 2018, 1 in 6 high schoolers were required to take a semester of personal finance. In schools where 75% of students were eligible for free or reduced lunch, which we know disproportionately serve Black and Brown students, only 1 in 25 students had the same graduation requirement. It is these inequities in schools, compounded with many other factors, that perpetuate the wealth gap in our country and world. Currently, only a quarter of California high school students have the choice of even taking a semester-long personal finance course. April is Financial Literacy Month, and I advocate to have personal finance as a graduation requirement in all U.S. high schools by the year 2030. This pandemic reminds me that there is so much more value in this world than money. And at the same time, money has so much value in this world. With financial literacy education in all high schools, we can empower students with knowledge that might make future pandemics less oppressive. Money habits start young, but teaching them doesn't need to be solely up to families. My mom would agree. With a perspective, I'm Charlotte Savanich.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades, online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.